get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Murder in the Morning
from the Hidden Killers Podcast. We are diving deeper into the showbusiness shit show that it is. We're talking about Taylor Showbusiness. She's the one in Wisconsin who is pleading not guilty by reason of insanity after she killed and then dismembered her boyfriend and kept his head in a bucket and his penis because she liked certain parts of him. Literally, that's the argument. She liked certain parts. It's a troubling story, to say the least. One thing that we recently learned is that, yeah, she had the boyfriend, I guess, while her husband is in jail. That seems to be what's going on, because who knew she had a husband and a kid, too, for that matter. We found the Facebook page, or Stacy found the Facebook page of Warren Showbusiness. And let me tell you, there's some interesting findings on here. And we're going to go through that today, give you a little insight as to what psychologically these people are operating with and what the normal life was. What struck me right away is when you sent me the Facebook page is that it looks like a mugshot for his picture. And I thought, that's interesting. Not many people use mugshots for their pictures.
Not typically. It's usually something from Snapchat with a filter, but not in this case.
Apparently, he has access to Facebook in prison. However, most of these posts go back to early this year. I'm going to add him as a friend. See what I get there.
God, Tony.
I just did. Let's see what happens.
Are you really?
I did. Yeah, why not? Because maybe there's more on this page that we're not seeing.
Yeah. If he accepts your friend request.
Yeah. So there's a lot of pictures, them wearing Green Bay Packers jerseys, taking pictures in front of 1960s murals, all sorts of random shit that they did in their free time, and a baby. And in the pictures, they really look fairly normal, but a lot of people do until you get heavy into meth. He wrote a letter that was posted November 25th of 2022 talking about the case, and it says a post for Facebook. Don't know what that means, if it means someone needs to go post it for him or what, but this is the letter. I'm going to try and read it verbatim here as best I can. Babe, I look at our pictures every day. They keep me motivated, take my bitterness away, plus keep a smile on my face. The world don't know us for who we are. They don't know our struggles. We struggle with mental illness. Postpartum, bipolar, and addiction play a big part in our choices we've made, you think? People probably want to know what happened February 23rd, 2022. Drugs were given to Taylor Showbusiness from, is it Shade? It looks like it says Shade. I can't tell.
It's hard to tell.
While at his house. Yes, he is dead now, which I am sorry for him and his family. The truth is, though, drugs should have never been given to my wife because it's the drugs that caused her to do what she did. But yet, Shade isn't at any fault here, and he's the one who provided her the illegal drugs. I just hope one day my wife will make it home, because she doesn't deserve to be locked up forever. She's still the mother of our son, King Shabusiness. She's still my beautiful wife, and I want the world to know she's not who the news makes her out to be. With this being said, please don't judge. Yeah, sorry, not to. Because there's always two sides to every story, and I promise you, if you know my wife like I know my wife, you wouldn't think or believe she could ever do what has been done. But at the end of the day, she still got a son and a husband who love and care about her more than anything in this world. Baby Boo, I pray for you. I'm getting a little rappy there. Baby Boo, I pray for you every day. We think about you nonstop, and we promise you we will always be here for you, no matter. Be here for you, no matter, because that's the Shabusiness way. It's the Shabusiness way. Stay strong. Get better soon. We need you, my boo. We love and miss you so much. Everything is going to be okay. Hashtag free Taylor Shabusiness. Love always and forever. Then it's signed their names, Warren Shabusiness and I believe the child's name as well. That's the letter. That's the letter from prison. It was then followed up with more postings on Facebook a little bit later. This is from February 22nd. Warren Shabusiness, her husband, posted, "Nothing anyone says can bother me. I'm still breathing with my head on, LOL. My wife, Taylor Shabusiness, might be locked up for a long time / forever, but that doesn't change the fact that she's my wife. I'm always going to stand behind her no matter what. Fuck anyone who has anything to say about my empire, because right now all that matters is my wife is okay." Your empire?
Wow.
This is how delusional and grandiose. This is all the thinking of another person who is very fucked in the head. "All I look forward to is making sure she gets the best lawyer and treatment she deserves. Shade gave her drugs, which caused all this. If drugs were never given..." Okay, so it goes on to the same thing she was doing. "Right now, I'm just finishing off these last 10 months. Then I'll be home to take care of business." He has this thing with business, hence the last name, which is not his given last name. We'll get to that in a minute. "Right now, I'm just finishing off this last..." Okay, then we take care of business. "Till then, the world can keep talking shit. Doesn't bother me, Annie, because I still have my wife. She's still breathing." Dude, you're not Tupac, okay? You're not like Tupac incarcerated and waiting to get out. "Taylor Shabusiness, keep your head up, stay strong, stay positive, and continue praying. Never forget our bond is stronger than the world and our empire. No one understands till it's too late to understand. Shabusiness way is the only way." He likes sayings, doesn't he? "All right then, I love and I miss you so much, baby boo. Ride or die till death do us shapart."
No, please, no. Shepard. Are you serious?
He loves fucking with his name. He does. What we also learned is that Warren E. Shabo is his name. He changed it to Shabusiness and then changed to hers as well. Another post from February 24th. He says, "My name is Warren E. Shabo, but I'm the one that blessed Taylor with the last name Shabusiness. Either way, I'm currently locked up on federal charges because I was framed." Of course you were. Of course you were framed. Everyone is framed. "All anyways, I beat a conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine charge and pled to possession with intent to deliver, which is the best deal I could get. So I was sentenced to 28 months because I already had 25 months in at the time of sentencing. With this being said, just know I'll be out by the January of 2024, but possibly November or December of this year. For the person who said they're going to report me, LOL, good luck with that, because my good time is my good time. Plus, in the federal prison, I earn FSA credits, making my sentence even shorter. So plan on Warren Shabusiness to be out soon. Now you know a little more about Warren, and trust me, come my release, there will be lots to know about myself and my wife." I'm sure there will, because you're going to get locked up again really fast.
Wow.
One can only hope, and keep in mind, there's a child involved here. One can only hope that these people never set eyes, feet, anything near that human being again.
Ed.
Yeah, that kid's, if the only best thing for this kid is if he never knows these parents existed. Doesn't need to know, doesn't have to know. Just change everything on birth certificates, put it to somebody else. Because if you want to fuck up the kid, just let him know who mom and dad are.
Ugh, God. It's so tragic. It just, seriously, and I think we've talked about this before, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but if anybody offers you meth, don't just think, I'll just try it this one time. That's not how meth works. Meth becomes your life, and then you become something like this.
Yeah, a monster, a delusional monster. Reading this, reading the delusions, then these grandiose delusions, using the term empire, this obsession with his name of being something really special, shabusiness, and constantly playing with words. This is someone who, if he dismembered him, I wouldn't be surprised either. They're delusional as shit.
Ugh. You know, I wonder if he at any point was wondering, could that have been him at some point? Had he not been in prison?
What's also interesting is that he doesn't seem to care that his wife was having sex with someone else.
Isn't that the weirdest part?
That's the other part.
That's not the only, I'm not so worried about that. You know, that she was with her quote unquote boyfriend. The fact is, well, she was framed. I was framed. We're all framed. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And it seems like she then was collecting his head and penis and God knows what, maybe to put in a frame.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family, with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family, with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family, with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.